Steve Wyche is on NFL Network's live coverage of Championship Sunday coming up this weekend. Press conferences are today, starting at 9 a.m. as well, so he's going to be all over the place. Steve has just called in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Steve, how's life?
Hey, life is good, man. You know, we're up early. We're going to have all the championship week news conferences and all the news reports all day today. So I got the early shift, so I'm all good.
Steve, thank you so much for joining us, man. Really appreciate it. Your thoughts on Cliff Kingsbury?
Well, I tell you, first off, I'll put it in before I get to my thoughts. You know, among like NFL assistant coaches and personnel people and whatever, the thinking emoji, you know, the emoji where the emoji's got his hand kind of in its face in its hand right now, like,
yeah.
This is kind of drawing the biggest question marks, because people are just kind of wondering why now this and that. People know the offensive acumen. They know it's an offensive league. We heard Michael Bidwell talk about it, and they're hoping to get this offense going. But are you hiring an offensive coordinator and giving him a head coaching title?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you hiring somebody who can really control the environment? We know that a lot of being a head coach in the NFL is crisis management, you know, dealing with a whole bunch of others. Is he that guy? Because if he is, then he could be a home run. But if not, you know, this is going to be one of these, like, what were the Cardinals thinking? So I think this is a real big wait and see. From my personal opinion, you know, I've heard nothing but very positive things about him in terms of an offensive play designer and an offensive schemer. But I heard the same things about Steve Spurrier and Bobby Petrino when they came to the NFL, too.
And Steve Wilks.
And Steve Wilks. But, I mean, I'm talking about guys coming, you know, from college to the NFL.
Yes.
So let's see if they can really handle the kind of the different stakes and the different demands of being an NFL head coach as opposed to being in a college environment.
Just to let you know, Steve, we've been laughing about something from last week. We had the guru of Air Raid, Mike Leach, on the show to talk about his former quarterback in Cliff Kingsbury. And we asked, you know, how do you think this is going to go with him in the pros? And the reason why we asked it is I think you'll remember almost every Air Raid guy through the 90s and the beginning of this century were arguing like crazy, this will work in the NFL, get off our back, and everybody else was saying, no, it won't. And then Mike Leach said,
you know, I'm kind of curious myself.
I was like, well, wait a minute. That doesn't sound like a guy standing up for it or anything. So it's different for us. As you've been following the Cardinals and, in a sense, this coaching search now to fill out the staff, have you noticed anybody that's kind of looking at it and saying, no way, I don't want to touch that because of maybe Steve Wilks only being there a year? I don't want to touch it because it's a rookie head coach who's never been in the NFL as a coach. I know he spent a little cup of coffee as a player, but because it looks like the staff has some pretty veteran guys on it that have been around the NFL for a long time and proven themselves.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody saying that they wouldn't want to take the job, because I think the one thing, you know, that you're going to get there is patience. You know, whereas they were quick with the trigger with Steve Wilks, I think they know they're getting a coach who's got to learn. You know, he's going to take a year or two to really kind of find his way. And so I think there's going to be patience with Cliff, unless it's just an outright disaster and you've got a player mutiny and all that type of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's going to be patience, and I think anybody who wants to join the staff understands that for at least a couple of years they'll have some sort of security. You know, it's just going to be interesting to see, because, you know, guys, and Wolf, you know this especially, a lot of coaches are insecure now, and they don't want to hire staff members who they think are gunning for their jobs. There's a lot of coaches now who are looking over their shoulders. And so you just have to wonder the dynamic of staff that they're putting together to see if you have any of those climbers, as we like to call them, you know, on the staff who's going to make anybody, make Cliff Kingsbury or any coordinator uncomfortable, because that is a dynamic that cannot be understated enough in the NFL.
But Steve, we're seeing this all across the NFL right now. Just the fact that organizations are identifying coaches and they're forcing their head coach to hire these guys on their staff. I think of what happened in New York, all right, the Jets.
Matt Rhule versus Adam Gase.
Just the fact they hired Adam Gase, and you could make an argument that Adam Gase was number 4 on their wish list. You could make that argument, but Greg Williams? They targeted Greg Williams as their defensive coordinator and may have had an agreement with him long before they hired Adam Gase.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the interesting dynamic about this hiring cycle, guys, is there were no new GMs coming in to make the hires. So most of these general managers making the hires are making their second, if not more, head coaching hires. So do you think guys who know they're the next ones out are going to be hiring a dynamic, strong head coach? The only place we really saw that was in Tampa Bay. And yeah. Jason Light and Bruce Arians have a relationship.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But look at that staff. I mean, that's a pretty strong staff they're putting together down there. You know, those are some people who feel very secure about what they're doing. But I don't know if you can sit there and say that about some of the other hires where these GMs are hiring strong people who are going to buck them at certain turns and challenge them. I mean, most of these coaches being hired are, you know, everyone's grateful to have a job. But a lot of these coaches being hired, like, okay, you can pick my staff. We sat there and saw Cliff Kingsbury at his news
conference.
So I'm really gonna rely on Steve Keim to help me through this process because he basically knows more people in this league who know how to do it than I do.
You can follow
and
him,
and you've seen.
Oh, sorry, Steve. I want to keep you on this topic, but in a different way. We're talking to Steve Weish, NFL Network. You can follow him at Weish89. It's got an E on the end with a Y in the middle, and that is. I'm sorry, with what I'm hearing, are you saying that you don't think this is a trend of GMs being more in charge of the coaching staff as much as it is this is a hiring cycle with head coaches that have less power, the less big name head coach coming in, so because of that, the GM is wielding the power, and you don't think this is a new trend? Am I reading that right?
At 100%. Okay. And I was actually speaking to an owner about this where, you know, there weren't the hot candidates out there. There was no Kyle Shanahan. There were, you know, there wasn't the guy that some teams were kind of tripping over to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why I don't think this is going to continue because the next cycle we're going to see is GMs getting blown out. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that's where you're going to see more of the typical hiring cycle where GM and coach come in together as partners, you know, like we saw Steve Keim and Bruce Arians, some of the guys come in as partners. I think this was just a unique cycle where teams decided to pull the plug on the coaches and not on the general managers because, again, mm-hmm. we haven't seen that general manager turnover. I just think this is kind of a unique year when it comes to that process.
We're talking to Steve Weish of the NFL Network here on the Doug and Wolf Show. Steve, can you tell us anything about John DeFilippo and what actually happened up there in Minnesota?
Oh,
are you getting any of the skinny on that? Because this guy was one of the hottest head coaching candidates in 2017.
Well, first thing we know is Mike Zimmer is not afraid to put an offensive coordinator on a green mile. I mean, yeah. From North Turner to DeFilippo.
Good point, Steve.
He's not hesitant to do that. It's a matter of everything hearing that, you know, Flip wanted to throw the ball. He realized that his offensive line was not great. He wanted to throw the ball. Mike Zimmer was like, run the damn ball. And Flip was like, our line's not great. I'm going to throw it. And Zim was like, then you're going to be gone. So it was kind of that type of power struggle, but it's weird because, you know, Flip was in Cleveland and had kind of mixed reviews there, but everyone just said he's guy's really sharp. He's got something to him. He goes to Philadelphia with that great staff that they have with Peterson and Frank Reich and him on there. Things work out. They win a Super Bowl. So now he's hot. Now he's not. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just really don't know. A lot of times, again, it could be just a power struggle, coaching clash, personality clash. I don't think when it comes to John DeFilippo, though, mm-hmm. it's a matter of X's and O's. You know, he does have that respect.
Mm-hmm. I got about 20 seconds left, Steve. It's reserved for you. Plug yourself. Thanks for your time. What all are you doing today again?
Hey, man, you can check us out on the Conference Championship Wednesday. We'll go all through NFL Network. We have total access. Later in the week, I'll be with the Rams. I'm covering them heading into the NFC Championship. And then we got game day. You know, game day morning and good morning football weekend all week where we've got you covered for the championship games. Best weekend in the playoffs coming up.
Steve, thank you so much, buddy. Really appreciate you.
Anytime, guys. Okay.